Hello and welcome to this segment of Mind to Heart podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. During the last episode, we talked about the importance of cultivating healthy relationships. And I gave you five components that I feel are necessary in order for that to occur. I have heard nothing but wonderful feedback regarding how it has blessed you all, my audience, my faithful audience. And so I want to add a little bit more depth to the previous episode. So this will be part two of cultivating healthy relationships. In order to have a relationship, there must be communication. And one of the biggest hindrances to a successful relationship often derives from the inability to effectively communicate. So I have been thinking about this episode and what God would have for me to share. And so, of course, I like to always incorporate a scripture. And the scripture that keeps coming to my mind when I think about the importance of healthy relationships and how to develop and cultivate and even maintain them, I think about Proverbs 15 and 1. And it says, "A gentle answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger." So we have to understand the importance of effectively communicating and how it can make the difference in any and every relationship that we have. Communication requires that both parties are given the opportunity to express themselves, which should prompt a healthy dialogue. So when you are in a conversation, it is a dialogue, meaning that both people have the opportunity to say what it is on their heart or share what's on their mind, and then the other person is listening. And so when the person that's listening initially gets the opportunity to speak, then the first person should listen and give them the same respect. So it shouldn't be a monologue where you totally dictate the entire conversation and you take over and you do not allow the other party to get a word in. That is not a healthy dialogue. So growing up, I would sometimes find myself getting into trouble, not for the things that I said, but the manner in which I said them. So I will never forget, I was about 12 years old and my mom and I were in the kitchen and she asked me a question. And so I didn't think anything about it, and I answered her. Oh my gosh. The next moment, I was upside down. And ever since that occurred, I have always paused to think about my delivery and my response to any type of question that I'm asked or any statement that's directed towards me. And so later on, when she calmed down, she told me that it wasn't what I said. It was the manner in which I said it. It was my tone of voice. It may have been the attitude that I was giving her that she didn't like. And so I realized in that moment, it changed my life because I thought, oh my gosh, what a difference this entire experience could have had if I'd only paused to think about my delivery. And so sometimes, unfortunately, growing up, we don't think about those things. We just react. But when you take a step back and you evaluate things that may have happened in your childhood or your adolescence, you can look back and say, okay, what can I take from that experience? So I have realized that the tone is very important. So when we're talking about cultivating a healthy relationship, if you just think about how if you ask someone a question and if they respond to you and if their tone isn't right, how does it make you feel? For me, it is a complete turnoff and it makes you just want to be like, you know what, just forget it. But when we do that and we have that type of reaction and interaction, it is not building a healthy environment for the other party to feel comfortable in sharing things with you. So if someone knows that you're always going to be mean or crass or snide, they're going to decide, well, I don't even want to deal with them, or I'm not even going to talk about this with them because I know how they're going to react. So if I can give you a few points about communication and just things that I've learned in dealing with people and building friendships and relationships, there are six different points that I want to talk about briefly. So the first one would be learning how to state your opinion without being vindictive. So if I have remarks about, let's just say if I don't like the way that you're dressed, or I don't like your outfit, or how you may have accessorized it, if you ask me, and depending on our relationship, I should be able to tell you, hey, you know, next time you wear that, you may want to wear gray pants instead of brown. Depending on my delivery, that is going to totally set the tone for the response that's given back to me. So if I can state my opinion without being vindictive, that's going to create an environment where I feel comfortable stating my opinion, and then the other party knows that I'm not coming from a place of being malicious. Number two, we need to watch our tones. If you are upset in that moment, that's not the appropriate time to maybe address something that's bothering you. Maybe you should just wait until you've calmed down, and that's something that a lot of us can work on. We have to know when it's the appropriate time to discuss things. And if I know that I'm upset in that moment, I'm going to reel it in and get quiet and just reflect upon what occurred and how I want to address it so that I'm not offensive. Number three is that we don't want to be easily offended. When we are building healthy relationships, you may not understand the other person's motive, or you may not understand why they did that, why they said this. But instead of internalizing everything, just think about it and take a different perspective. And then once you've had time to process it, maybe then you can go back and talk to the other party. But just don't get offended based on something that may be communicated. One big deterrent to a healthy relationship is to primarily rely upon text messaging, instant messaging, DMs, and even emails when you're trying to cultivate a healthy relationship. There are going to be times when you need to talk face to face and you need to talk over the phone so that you can hear the emotion in someone's voice and maybe the laughter behind certain statements that you cannot decipher during a text message or electronic communication. It is easy to get offended. It is easy to take the opposite perspective based on someone's response to you because you cannot hear the emotion through a text message. Number four, you need to talk it out until both parties understand. So maybe you said something to someone, or your response to them was offensive or hurt their feelings. You need to be able to talk about it and to talk it out until you understand where they were coming from and they understand where you were coming from, and you both can move forward after getting that understanding and try not to repeat the cycle. Number five, you need to be willing to express your feelings even if you are frustrated. So there are going to be times where the other person does something that upsets you, and I know you want to think that in a fairy tale world, in a relationship, in a friendship, it's always going to be like, oh, everything's so great, we're skipping along in the field. I am sorry to tell you that is not the case. There are going to be times when your feelings get hurt. There's going to be times when you get frustrated, and you have to be able to express that. So going into number six, that would be refusing to bottle up your emotions. If you're like me, sometimes instead of expressing it, I will just hold it in and internalize it, which is not healthy. That is not the way to cultivate a healthy relationship. You have to be willing to express your feelings. For me, when I get upset, it makes me cry, and I don't like to do that, so sometimes I'll just hold it in. But that is not good because I'm not giving the other party the opportunity to express maybe their perspective and to tell me that what I thought had occurred was the complete opposite. So we have to be willing to communicate, talk to people. If you want to have a healthy relationship, you are going to have to master how to effectively communicate. You cannot rely on the other person to do it for you, and you have to be willing to be an active participant if this is what you want. If you want a healthy relationship, you must do the work. You cannot reap a harvest if you have not done the planting. So do your part. Make sure that you are giving all that you have in all of your relationships, and just watch how these simple steps will transform your life. I hope that this episode will help someone. I am encouraged, and I hope that you will continue to listen to this podcast and that you will share it with your friends and family. I am your host, Dr. Andrea Curry. Until next time, peace and blessings. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry. Please share this podcast with your friends, family, and loved ones. You can also follow Dr. Curry everywhere on social media at Dr. Andrea Curry. Book her for your conference, seminar, workshop, or event directly at drscwrites@gmail.com. Thanks again for listening to the Mind to Heart podcast with Dr. Andrea Curry.